ago I was praying and I heard a lion roar. I've never heard something like that before. But it was an experience. One of the many experiences I have since coming here into what I would call a strange land. But it's really a land that was once inhabited by my father's descendants. But I am a stranger in this land because the generations that were before have left this place. Some has gone overseas, some in America, some in different parts of Europe. Don't know about the Caribbean, but I know of other places in Jamaica. Some has gone to Kingston. Some has gone as far as Mandeville. So I'm a stranger in this land. And like Joseph, Joseph was a stranger in Egypt. Yes, he was. Later we see in history where Jesus Christ was a stranger in Egypt after he had to run from Herod, who was killing all the babies that was Christ's age or below, just to ensure that he killed Jesus. So Jesus and his parents were strangers in Egypt. When I came to this land, and this might surprise many persons, but this is my testimony, I came here with what the world would classify as successful, to gain success. I came here with two houses. I came here with successful running businesses. I came here with my bank account loaded with cash. I came here with an SUV. I came here with a fiance. We were due to get married. I came here, as I said before, with all the things that the world would categorize as being successful. I even came here a Christian. Looking back now, I might have called it or categorized it as a casual Christian. Yes, I've always been one that research and research very deep. But I reached to a point in my life where I had to balance a relationship between having a relationship and serving God wholeheartedly. And it began to cause a problem because I've discovered that we can't serve God and serve any other God. And any other God could be our children, it could be our parents, it could be our jobs, it could be money, We can't serve God Almighty and serve other gods. It's impossible. And I have proved it, that it is impossible. I remember one day being at the resort property that I had. And I say had, it's still there. It's still there. And there's the but. I was at the resort property one day, and as I sat on the hill, looking out at the beautiful Caribbean Sea, I was posed with a question. And the question was this: will you make a decision now for me? Or will you make a decision for your relationship? And I was reading my Bible, and I heard the voice clearly asking me in my mind. And I remember the scripture that says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Maybe you are there going through, maybe not as my situation, but something else. And the question is this: choose ye this day who you will serve. Now let me tell you how this God, I tell you, this God, His word says, who the Lord loves, He chastises or chasteneth. He disciplines His own, He disciplines His children. No matter how we think we have gone our own way, or we think we are doing our own thing, once you are a child of God, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2, that God is jealous over us with godly jealousy. So He will not just allow us to go our way. He's married to us. Read that scripture. He's married to us. He's covenanted with us. The day we made up in our hearts that we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, He has hold on to His side of the bargain. So He'll not just allow us to go our own way. He'll constantly come back and ask these questions. He'll send other people. He'll use experiences. In my case, He used experiences. Remember when I started out, I said, I came here to this land with what the world categorized as successful. I began to have problems. All type of problems. I've never experienced so many problems in my life. All of my years come together. I've never experienced so much problems that I've experienced in the space of 2 years. I basically had problems. I almost lost my peace. Problems of every sort. I began to spending money. Vehicle need fixing here, there, every week. Vehicle need fixing here, there, everywhere. This need fixing, this need fencing, this need and problems, one problem after the other. And then it came to a point where I was boxed in a corner. And here comes the voice again. Here comes the voice again. What will you choose? By now, I was broken. I was broken. And I had to make a choice. I said, Lord, if you will help me by your Holy Spirit, then yes. And I lift up my hands to the heavens and I said, yes, Lord. The answer is yes, I choose you. All the way I choose you. And of course, this did not come off well to my family. It did not come off well to my fiancé. It did not come off well to all those who did not understand that when the Lord himself has called you, has picked you out as a brand out of the crowd, then even though we have a choice, it's like we don't have a choice. We have to just move according to God's will. And I had to make a choice. And that is why I'm saying to you today, choose ye this day who you will serve. I was finding it hard to balance a relationship and serve God with everything in me. And everything, my whole life has always been the Lord. He has always been drawing me and I've always been drawn to him. Everything about him is what I want, is what I need. So when it came down to stripping myself of all vanity and stripping myself of everything just to start fresh with him, and if it is God's will, then he will work it out how we are to work it out. But I had to make a decision. And let me just show you something. I don't know if back then when I had to make the decision, if it was a case where tribulation, if I did not make the right decision, if when tribulation come, if I would be able to stand. Signs, there are signs in the skies, there are signs in nature that we are living in. The end of times, right? Where God can come anytime now. The Antichrist will appear first, according to the word of God. So the son of perdition must be revealed first. And then Jesus. But what we see here in the world now, what we see going on all over, homosexuals, they are proud now to come out and say, look, we are homosexuals and this is our way. Men marrying to animals, men marrying to nature, marrying, going into the sea and making love to the sea. Weird things, people marrying the dead. And it is the normal. And what the Bible categorizes as normal, the world now sees as abnormal. So I'm saying now that I wonder if I did not make the decision back then, the choice to choose the Lord wholeheartedly, if I would be able to stand in this tribulation, in these times. So I'm happy I made it, that decision, before it was too late. I do not know what would have happened if I choose to go ahead, get married, live my life, not the life that God wants for me, my life, what I want, what the family want. Right? So it is the same thing with you now. I'm saying, make a choice for the Lord. The Bible says, He who endures to the end shall be saved. In the book of Revelation, at the end, Revelation 21, it says that the fearful, that is those who are cowards, you know, those who are afraid to make the decision to choose because of what people might say or what people might think. The lake of fire is reserved for those people, the fearful, the cowards, the unbelieving, the unrighteous, the fornicators, the immoral ones, the liars. The lake of fire is reserved for those. So I have given you my testimony. The oil has been poured out on my head, and I am on a journey to the promised land. And I have vowed that whatever comes, I am standing on the Lord. But I am not doing it in my own strength. I have to ask the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it feels as if I cannot go on. Sometimes it feels as if I am getting tired and I am getting weary. But I look to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Not in my own strength. I don't go in my own strength because I will fail. I go in the strength of the Lord. So this is my testimony. This is how my journey began. And I'm going to give you the date that my journey began. For real. The journey to eternity for me began in 2017. Peter in the Bible denied Jesus 3 times. Jesus told him that he would have done it. But Jesus said something very profound to him. He said, Peter, the devil desire to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. And then this is it. He said that when you are converted, that is the word, converted. When you are converted, help others who will fall as well, who will get tired as well. Help them. And when Peter denied the Christ, Peter went and repented. And when Christ rose from the dead and sat with Peter, he said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, I love you, Lord. The Lord said, feed my lamb. He asked him again, Peter, do you love me? And Peter responded, yes, Lord. The Lord said, feed my sheep. And he asked him a third time, Peter, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And the Lord said to him a third time, feed my sheep. So I just want to say that there's a conversion that takes place in the life of every true believer, every true Christian. A conversion must take place. If that conversion does not take place, if you do not go through that experience that will cause you to say, come what may, I will never let go of God, then your salvation is not complete. Because any wind of doctrine, any tribulation, any hard times can hit you, people can hurt you, and you will turn back from following the Lord. But when you are converted, just like the early disciples, come what may, they will not turn back. They are determined to follow Jesus Christ to the end. Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Nothing shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Stephen was stoned to death. And even when Stephen was being stoned to death, Stephen said, forgive them. Stephen knew what the kingdom of God was. Some were beheaded. John was beheaded. Some was hung upside down. Those disciples decided, because they were converted, they have come to the agreement in their hearts that come what may, they will not let go of the Lord. So that's my testimony, how I was converted. If you have a testimony, share your testimony. Don't be afraid to share your testimony. The word of God says that we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our life to death. So even if it come to the point of the first death, which God says that fear not the man that can kill the body, but fear him who can kill both body and soul and condemn you to hell. So testify, 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 testify. All true Christians will go through long suffering. I have learned long suffering. I was here meditating and I remember reading about the fruits of the Spirit. And when I was praying back then, I always pray, Lord, let your love be in my heart, let your peace be in my heart. All of that. But when he reached to the long suffering part, I never prayed that part. As I wasn't so fond of no long suffering. But when I had to go through the long suffering, I tell you, it reminds me of the cross of Jesus Christ. Where God, him have to bear the cross. And when he said to take up your cross and follow him. We don't say anything yet, brothers and sisters, beloveds. Don't see anything yet. So if you are fearful now, if you are afraid to confess to the people you are around, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your business partners, if you are afraid to confess Jesus Christ now, then what is going to happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if the Lord tarries, what will happen? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Be blessed. Remember to visit Revelation 13:9.com. Amen.